This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And it is time now for the Noon Ag Show, brought to you by Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. Wayne Schaefer, your country insurance agent in Jerseyville. And McAdams Millwright Service. And now, with the Noon Ag Show, here's Gabe Osborne.
Thanks, Levi. Now here in Ag News on your Monday afternoon. The National Pork Producers Council recently held its Legislative Action Conference to talk with lawmakers about some of the group's key legislative priorities. Iowa pork producer Jen Sorensen is president of the NPPC. Of the five high-priority issues the group discussed with lawmakers, she says trade is the one of the most important concerns. The NPPC is targeting more trade with Vietnam, but needs help with market access.
Vietnam represents one of U.S. pork's best near-term export market opportunities. Unfortunately, the United States faces several unwarranted tariff and non-tariff barriers that prevent us from supplying this major pork-consuming nation, which right now is dealing with African swine fever in its domestic herd, preventing the U.S. from supplying affordable, high-quality pork.
The National Pork Producers is looking to U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai for assistance in getting more U.S. pork into Vietnam.
Domestic pork consumption in Vietnam is greater than 2.5 million metric tons per year, yet last year it only imported 25,000 metric tons of U.S. pork. Our producers have been asking members of Congress to work with the U.S. Trade Representative on efforts to enhance Vietnamese market access for U.S. pork.
Another top priority for the NPPC is significant labor shortages in the industry. Despite offering good pay and benefits, the pork industry can't find enough workers.
Most Americans simply do not live near our hog farms or harvest facilities, and rural populations continue to decline, causing us to be largely dependent more and more on foreign-born workers. Unfortunately, current visa programs fail to address the workforce needs of U.S. pork producers and other year-round livestock farmers. Pork producers are asking members of Congress to address labor reform that both opens the H-2A visa program to year-round labor without a cap and provides legal status for agricultural workers already in the country.
They also discussed three issues dealing with animal health and safety.
Number one, full congressionally appropriated funding, $635 million for 720 new U.S. Customs and Border Protection agriculture inspectors, as authorized by 2020 legislation, to keep American agriculture safe from foreign animal and plant diseases. Number two, appropriations of $30 million as authorized by Congress for the National Animal Laboratory Network, which provides disease surveillance and diagnostic support in cases of large-scale animal disease outbreaks. And number three, tighter USDA regulation for the safe importation of rescue dogs from foreign animal disease-positive countries to protect U.S. livestock.
Again, that was Jen Sorensen, president of the National Pork Producers Council. And in other news from the National Pork Producers Council, the World Pork Expo will be an in-person event scheduled for June in Iowa. The National Pork Producers Council say that all of the needed COVID-19 protocols will be followed, and they believe their members are getting vaccinated. The event is June 9th through 11th at the Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines. The decision didn't come lightly, said President Jen Sorensen. It was very carefully considered. The Hagstrom Report says Sorensen notes that everyone in the pork industry values the in-person expo because they get together to do business, network, and adopt the latest technology. NPPC officials say they don't have specific numbers on how many of their members are getting COVID vaccinations, but they don't know any of members declining the vaccine. CEO Neil Dirks says he's talked to multiple members who said they've had their first or second dose. He believes many producers are getting the vaccine because vaccinations are part of the industry culture. The trade show will include social distancing and hand-washing stations. As far as required proof of vaccination, COVID test, or temperature checks, officials say the expo will follow government recommendations at the time of the event. Moving on now into state ag news. Brazil's safrinha, or second crop corn, has become a major competition in the world export market, and it's second to only corn sourced here from the United States. 30 years ago, Brazil didn't play on the world export market, not even for beans, but it's now the number one exporter of whole soybeans in the world. A decade ago, it didn't really play in the world export market for corn either, and that's changed too, according to U of I ag economist Gary Schnittke.
Currently, Brazil is the second largest country in terms of exports. We had 2.5 billion bushels projected for 2020-21, and Brazil has 1.5 billion. That is almost doubled since 2016, and again, that's largely due to the increased safrinha corn crop, or that second crop corn.
This expansion is directly related to soybean production in Brazil. The growing season there is long enough that farmers can grow a full-season soybean followed by corn. As soybean acreage is expanded in Brazil, it's also allowed for safrinha corn acreage to expand also. The same acre raises two crops per year for the export market, one for soybeans and one for corn. And here in Illinois, farmers have started to plant corn and beans during the warm weather we saw at the tail end of March. Illinois Corn Growers Association Executive Director Rodney Weinzerl says some farmers were busy, especially south of I-70.
People are running pretty hard on both corn and beans, probably some around Springfield area. In fact, I know of at least one farmer that's done with corn between Springfield and Jacksonville. But just a few people were maybe running around here for a day or so.
And according to last week's USDA crop report, 5% of Illinois corn acreage has now been planted, which is ahead of last year and the five-year average by 4%. We'll get the latest crop progress report and conditions, and we'll have that for you tomorrow morning right here on WSMI. And after heavy rain 2 weekends ago, moving on now into local ag news on your Monday. The U of I Extension Master Gardeners of Montgomery County will be having a Mother's Day hanging basket sale towards the tail end of this month. It'll be held on Friday, April 30th from 9 to 6 and Saturday, May 1st from 9 a.m. until they're sold out. It'll be in the parking lot of Brown's Insurance at 919 South Main in Hillsboro. That's just south of the Masonic Lodge. And the proceeds from this hanging basket fundraiser go to benefit the Montgomery County Farmers Institute, and they'll have 10-inch premium hanging baskets of assorted colors and an assorted sun and shade varieties. All plants will be $15. Again, the Mother's Day hanging basket sale put on by the U of I Montgomery County Master Gardeners will be Friday, April 30th from 9 to 6 and Saturday, May 1st from 9 a.m. until they're sold out. Will be held in the parking lot between the Masonic Lodge and Brown's Insurance in Hillsboro. And in other ag news, the 4x4's 4-H Club in Macoupin County will be holding a food drive now through this upcoming Saturday, the 24th. Items they're collecting include canned goods, soups, macaroni and cheese, peanut butter, jelly, and more. Collection boxes are located at Randy's Market in Gillespie and Benelde, the Benelde Public Library, and Associated Bank in Mount Olive. And if you need more info on how to donate, you can call 217-835-2222. And that'll wrap up your Ag News here on this Monday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your Ag News by an email at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Monday afternoon, April 19th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.